travelled maybe 2 kilometres since. 40. But someone shot at me at the tower. Maybe you swim well for a drowned man.
Dom lifted himself gradually to his feet, his eyes on the twisting knife. Do you gather much, Pilak?
18 kilos in the last 28 years,
said the Fnob, watching the sky absently. Despite himself, Dom did a quick calculation. You must be very skillful.
Many times I die. On other timelines. Maybe this universe is my chance in a million, and the other thousands of selves are dead. What is skill, then?
The knife continued its brief flights from hand to hand. Overhead, the sun shone like a gong. Dom felt dizzy and was briefly sick, but managed to stay upright, waiting for his chance. The Fnob blinked.
I seek an Oban, he said.
What for?
To see, you understand, if I am to kill you.
A flock of blue flamingos flapped slowly overhead. Dom gasped for air and readied himself. The knife was thrown faster than he could follow it. It flashed once high in the air. A flamingo dipped out of the flock as if coming into land and crashed heavily among the reeds. The tension in the air snapped like a finely drawn wire. Ignoring Dom, the smuggler loped across to it, drew his knife from his breast, and began to pluck it. He paused after a minute and glanced up sharply, pointing with the knife.
A word of advice. Do not ever again even think of a heroic leap at any person holding a Tchuri knife. You have about you the air of one with many lives to waste. Maybe, therefore, you risk your life easily, but foolish gestures towards a knife end sadly.
Dom let the tension flow out of him, aware that a fraught moment had passed and gone.
Besides, the smuggler went on, doesn't gratitude count for anything? Soon we will eat. Then we will talk, maybe.
There's a lot I want to know, said Dom. Who shot at...
Shh! Questions that can't be answered, why ask them? But do not rule out Beta.
Beta? The Fnob looked up.
You haven't heard of probability math? You, and tomorrow you become chairman of the Board of Widdershins, and heir to riches untold? Then first we will talk, and then we will eat.
Sea Hwai hung in the mists that had crept out of the marsh. The island sailed, dripping through the clammy curtain, leaving a mist wake that writhed fantastically over the suddenly sinister marsh. Fshish! Came out of the woven hut at one end of the island and pointed into the whiteness.
The radar says your flyer is hardly more than 100 metres that away, so I leave you here.
They shook hands solemnly. Dom turned and walked down to the water's edge, then turned again as the Fnob hurried after him. He held the little rat creature, which had spent most of the journey asleep around his neck.
Tomorrow, maybe, there will be great ceremonies,
Dom sighed. Yes, I'm afraid there will.
And gifts, maybe? That is the procedure?
Yes, but Grandmother says that most will be from those who seek favours. Anyway, they'll be returned.
I seek no favours, nor will you return this small gift, said the Fnob, holding out the struggling creature. Take him. You know what he is?
A swamp ig, nodded Dom. He's one of the bearers on our planetary crest, along with the blue flamingo. But the zoo says there's only about 300 on the planet. I can't...
This little one has dogged my footsteps these last 4 months. He'll come with you. I feel he will desert me soon anyway.
The ig jumped from the Fnob's arm and settled around Dom's neck, where it replaced its tail in its mouth and began to snore. Dom smiled, and the smuggler answered with a brief, mucus grimace.
I call him my luck, said the Fnob. It's an indulgence, maybe.
He glanced up at Widdershin's one bloated moon rising in the south.
Tonight will be a good night for hunting, he said,
and in two strides had disappeared into the thickening mists. Dom opened his mouth to speak, then stood silent for a moment. He turned and dived into the warm evening sea. The heavy hull of a security flyer rocked in the swell beside his own craft. A figure appeared on the flat deck as he hauled himself aboard. Dom found himself looking first at the crosswires of a molecule stripper and then at the embarrassed face of a young security man.
Cheer up, sorry, sir, I didn't realise.
You found me. Good for you, said Dom coldly. Now I'm going home.
I've